The moon begins the month near first quarter, reaching perigee September 7. A day later, Saturn is 4 degrees north of the moon. September 10, the moon is full and Neptune is 3 degrees north. September 11, Jupiter is 1.8 degrees north of the moon, which would be a noteworthy event except the bright moon overpowers the gas giant planet. The event could present a photo opportunity for astrophotographers though. By September 14, Uranus is occulted by the moon for viewers in the Eastern Hemisphere, a close graze of 0.8 degrees for the rest of the world. The moon at last quarter is 4 degrees north of Mars September 17. September 20, the waning crescent moon is 1.9 degrees south of the Gemini twin, Pollux. New moon is September 25. Mercury is poorly placed for viewers in the Northern Hemisphere, and by September 23, reaches inferior conjunction, in front of the Sun and not visible. Venus is in the morning star roll early in the month, slowly rounding in its orbit and getting closer to the Sun. The favorable dawn ecliptic angle makes for a good sight. The planet is clearly a full disk, especially if viewed through binoculars or a telescope. Mars is in the constellation Taurus, the Bull, all through the month, rising near midnight. September 9, the bright star in Taurus, Aldebaran, is 4 degrees to the south. The last quarter moon passes by Sept. Nights of September 17 to 19. Jupiter is near the moon September 11, see above, reaching opposition September 26. The term opposition means, opposite the Sun, so when the Sun is at your back at midnight, Jupiter is due south, presenting a good viewing opportunity. This is a good time to view the Galilean moons, seen at their brightest. The gas giant is retrograding in September, appearing to move westward against the starry background. Saturn is visible in the evening eastern sky as twilight ends, presenting a great opportunity to see the planet's rings. Get a telescope or even decent-sized binoculars to see the giant planet against the blackness of space. You might even be able to see a moon or two. There are 8 Saturnian moons bright enough for such viewing, but usually only 5 are visible at any one time. Saturn is also in retrograde mode, moving westward through Capricornus. The moon passes by September 8. Uranus rises late in the evening, retrograding through Aries. An occultation occurs September 14 for Eastern viewers, see above. Neptune is in opposition September 16. When the sunlight reflected off the greenish gas planet reaches Earth 4 hours later, it's nearly 29 astronomical units away from us here, the distance from Earth to the Sun times 29. The zodiacal light is visible in the eastern morning twilight for the last week of the month. The autumnal equinox occurs late in the evening on September 22. James Edgar has had an interest in the night sky all his life. He joined the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada in 2000, was national president for 2 terms, is now the editor of Observer's Handbook, and production manager of the bimonthly RASC journal. The IAU named asteroid 1995 XC5, 22421, James Edgar, in his honor, and in 2021 he was awarded a fellowship of the RASC.